and they put up an ash hopper. You never heard of that, did you?
No.
An ash hopper, you first make your trough. Get, if you can find the hollow tree, you can make it out of that, and if you can't, you take a log about 12 inches in diameter and dig a trench in the middle of it. Just make it and leave one end shut up and this end open. And then you get 4 foot boards and made the boards, cut out a tree 2 or 3 feet in diameter, and board it up in 4 foot length. Then derive these boards. Have a throw. Know what a throw is?
No.
A throw is an instrument, just a straight piece of wood or steel, and at the end here, it's crooked up and has a hammer runs up this way, and then a throw sits out that way. Well, they put that throw. They drive that throw with a little mallet made out of wood. They drive it into the wood, then you take a hold of this hammer and pry it down on it, and that board will go to splitting. And if it goes to running out, you raise up and pry it the other way, make it go even. And they'll make about 20 or 25 of them boards. Then set them up just this way, right in that trough. And put a post out here to hold this piece that's going to hold the board, you see.
Mm-hmm.
And them boards slide right down there in that trough. Then they put a bunch of straw in the bottom of that trough. And then they put the ashes in there. Oh, it'll hold that. And 4-inch boards to get this wide to top. And they'll fill that up and tamp it. And then they go to pouring water on it. It takes so many buckets a day you pour on till it gets dripping, running. And they have an iron kettle there to catch it in. See, it'll eat up tin. It's got so much that stuff and comes out of the ashes, that'll eat up tinware, any kind of wood that way, and might eat up anything else. And they get that lye out, and drain it, and save it in an iron kettle, and they get a kettle full, and then put it on to cook. Build a fire on it, and after it gets to boiling, then they'll take a feather and stick in this lye. Well, if that lye will cut the feather, it's then ready to make soap. If it won't cut a feather, then boil it till it will cut. You see, the longer you boil it, the stronger it gets to get the water out of it. And then after you get that sword and cut a feather, they then put in so much grease, showing how big the kettle is. They put in old ham bones and scraps they've saved during the year, you know, that didn't eat. Ham bones, shoulder bones, and just any kind of stuff that's left of the meat to eat that year, and the boy